calling on the men today. Calling you out. Real simple. We're the men. We're the bosses. Let me see the men. The bosses. There, and I'm not excluding the women. And I wish there were more men, because this is really short, and we're already here, believe it or not. I heard when we came in, I was like, okay, this will work. So we're the bosses. We're the fathers. We're the sons. We are the leaders, the men. I was trying to keep a theme of, come on, man, the old, Monday Night Football theme. Because just like you heard the song say, sometimes we mess up, sometimes we get a little dirt, but more than just that, it takes us out of the game, or we think we're out of the game. But I just came to tell you, number one, to say to you, come on, man, are you man enough to praise Him? Are you woman enough to praise Him? In your position, in your spot, can you still praise Him? I mean, open your mouth. I mean, make some music. I mean, talk to yourself praising Him.
Right?
Right? See, I'm already there. So let me just go right into prayer. No. Two things. One, just real quick. I set myself up in my phone, but I'm scared. I see JC with the pad. I'm trying to grow up in this thing, but I'm scared, so I printed it too. Right? Yeah. I'm like, I'm scared. I'm gonna push the wrong button, do something wrong. And look, thank God for my daughters. But they talk to me like, now I didn't teach y'all that. You know what? Take a pause. I want to say that. I don't teach y'all like that. I'm very patient. I'm like a Shaolin when it comes to, I speak soft, She was like, Dad, just do it. Come on. Just do it. Right here. Like, remember, I feed y'all. All right, thank you for seeing it. We're going to go to the word. I'm going to be in Psalms 115. And you already threw me off my game. Now, see, I didn't do nothing. It's still hooked to my car. It's doing something. All right, I ain't going to worry about that. Hallelujah. I want to keep this in praise mode, keep it high. But, we go with the flow. I just want to talk to you, man. I want to encourage you and the women. But see, I see a lot of times I see the women getting it. I see the women open their mouths, but I don't see the men opening your mouth and clapping in, or just in general when you're not in the house. Are you opening your mouth just to give Him praise? Just to say,
yes, Lord.
Because sometimes, here we go. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to the name, but to your name, give all the glory. Because you are mercy, because you are truth. Why should the Gentiles say, so where is their God? But our God is in heaven. He does whatever He wants. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes of men, but they do not see. They have ears, but do not hear. Noses they have, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Nor they have metal their throats. Some say they don't speak. Those who make them are like them. So if everyone who trusts in Him, or Israel trusts in the Lord, He is their helper, or He is your helper, He is your shield. The house of Aaron trusts in the Lord. He is your help. He is your shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is your help. He is your shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. I mean, no matter what your worth is, what your job is, what your education is, may the Lord give increase more and more to you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But listen to this. But the earth will be given to man, to men, to mankind, to humanity. The earth has been given to us. And this is the verse I want you to take home. These two. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into sleep or to silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Yes, I said, praise the Lord. The dead can't praise Him. God made that for us to do. So I don't care what you're going through, we're not good. Praise the Lord. Yes? Lord, Mr. Tabernacle again, it's me again, Lord. Free us, Lord. Free us to worship. Free us to praise you, Lord. Lord, I love somewhere in your book, Psalm 116, and said, I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplication. Because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon His name as long as I live. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated. We must praise the Lord. Any way we can find, we gotta find a way. We gotta have a song, gotta have a dance. We gotta open our mouths. And I know sometimes we can't pray. I know sometimes we don't get to the word, or we worry about how much word we got, but you can praise Him in the words you know. Come on, man. We can't tell them, listen, man, this is to you. We can't tell them how you really feel. Well, ladies, y'all gonna catch this here. Maybe you ask a man what I'm talking about. But you can't tell him how you really feel, what you don't really like. You can't tell him what demons you're dealing with, because they can't understand. They can't handle it. But when we do, see, we gotta understand that there's a difference between man and woman. You're supposed to be the head. You're supposed to be the boss, the father, the leader, the man. But sometimes those things that you're dealing with, it's so wild you can't get around it. So high you can't get over it. So low you can't get under it. But take it out, what if you had to change? To dance away.
Right.
Out of your constriction. Hey, some of y'all get that. But if you praise Him in the midst of it, or even before it, if you wake up and pray, you might not even feel it. As opposed to having to pray, or needing to pray, or looking for, well, yes, you should be in your word. But I'm telling you to get a song in your heart. Get a secret song in your heart for when the drama. Look, okay, come on, man. I'm gonna stick it to football. We're just responding, but it's the first quarter. You still got to play the game.
Right, right.
When are you getting hit for a loss? Right? When you thought this play was going to take you all the way, we lost five. When you're built up, you got prayer, you're a prayer warrior, you're ready, set up to pray, but guess what? There's nothing coming out.
Right.
It's nothing coming out. I'm crying too much to holler out. But yet, a praise can be in your body. A praise can be a movement. A praise can be a song that's in your heart that you hear the melody, you hear the words, but you can't even utter them.
Right, right.
I can praise raising my hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to tell you to get a praise. I'm trying to tell us, as men, we need to be able to praise when we can pray. Now, how about when you do pray, but you're tired now? You don't feel worthy. You don't feel like it's working. You got a little dirt on you. You got a little stains. But guess what? You're not dead. You're not dead, like the song said, like the scripture said, you're not dead. So praise the Lord. Even though you're going through, even though you're stuck or didn't want to be there, praise the Lord for the good things. Praise the Lord for the trials. Praise the Lord for Him who is God. Just because He is God, it goes good. Psalm 6:5. If you heard the description, I said he did. Guess what? 6:5 says, "For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give thanks?" You can't praise the man dead. The praise is for the living. If you're living, you should be praying. You should have a praise. Have a praise in reserve. Have a song in reserve. Hallelujah. You're not dead. Come on, man. Are you man enough to praise the Lord? God is faithful. And we all know that. Women, I'm going to give you a freebie right now. You're dressing up. Your makeup, your hair, it all looks good. We got, we like how pretty you are. We like how you're built. But guess what? If you ask any man, the foundation or the glue is loyalty, faithfulness. Faithfulness. If I got somebody that will ride with me, I can go anywhere.
Right. Right.
That's why I married my wife. Not because she's pretty. Not because she got a... You know what? Yeah, I say this. Just so I know. Sometimes I praise God because I know He loves me. I look at her and I say, I know God loves me. I am blessed. The basis of it, because all that stuff fades away. But the loyalty, the stick to glue that's going to have her by my side. That's what, man, if we can understand that, we should be praising Him. We got to praise Him. Who else is more faithful? Who else is God? Look, God is so faithful. He thought of me. He thought of me was that before I was even born. How about that? Not only did He know my name, y'all know it. He numbered the hairs on my head. He prepared a life away for me.
Amen.
I'm here speaking, but yet, back when I could think of my future, I would have never thought. This.
Right.
That's when I couldn't find my car.
Right.
You got to tell the truth. You can see, look, sometimes we're so high and mighty, and this is not even, I don't even know. Sometimes we are so high and mighty, we saved now, we all of that, we holier than holy. Just right. And that's why when you trick, you fall hard. So, just thinking of the loyalty. Why not prison? Why wouldn't we prison? What would keep us? How about I'm just going to say it? It's going to be a short segment, man. Because we don't like this. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to help us. I'm going to help the women with this one. But I'm going to be real quick. All right. Why can't we get it out? Why can't we pray? Why is this stuck? When I say stuck, think of this. When I was younger, I used to hang out in North Philly because my pops' people were from North Philly. So I've been exposed to North Philly as a youngin', and I'm coming from Mount Airy. In Mount Airy, we got trees, we got grass. When I was down north, I remember I was on a playground. It was a patch of grass where all the old heads played football. And really, it was really just a preliminary to a fight. Because they weren't really playing football. They were just, you know what I'm saying? But then everybody else was standing around getting high. And there was this one dude, I don't remember his name. But I was like, yo, and I was younger. And I was like, yo, what's wrong with him? And he said, oh, well, he's stuck. This boy was so high, he was in the park. All this stuff going on around, he like this. So imagine that in your spiritual. That's what pride will do to you. It'll get you stuck in that spot. You can't be productive. You can't praise. You can't pray. You can't make no move. You're no good to nobody. You're stuck. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty attitude before a fall. And that fall, guess what? Another illustration. This is bad, because I'm telling on myself. Yeah, right? Listen, the thing with pride is, pride going before fall, that fall is in slow motion. Pride is right. It was so slow that everybody saw it. It's not like when you trip and you get up and you think nobody saw. Real pride falls in slow motion. And everybody. And it's so slow that you have the time to think about it and know that everybody knows. Pride is poison. It's poison to your poison. If faith is motivated by the Holy Ghost, which is inside of you, pride is mixed in there, contaminating your blood. That's why when we got saved, we got a transfusion. We got new blood. We not even our blood, but we live in with the Holy Ghost inside of us. So that's why I'm saying, fellas, it's no need to keep that pride. It's a hindrance to us, but we're causing it, you know, holding on. And we have the means to let it go. If we take in more, matter of fact, if we try praising Him, the response to God will fill us up to where there's more room for that pride. where was I? Oh, listen to this. Psalms 4. 2-4. That's a good buddy. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. I say it again. And the wicked in his proud countenance, his proud look, his proud actions, does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. No room for praise. Not even thinking about God. So I'm just saying, if we stay on the pride side, that's where we're headed. So why praise God? Why praise God? And I'm almost done. Number one, God is worthy. Psalm 145, God, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unmeasurable or unsearchable or beyond our understanding. Great is the Lord. Psalm 96:4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Little G. 2 Samuel 22:4. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. And listen to this, there's a plus. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Yeah. We're about to start getting a connection here. Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by you will they exist and be created. How awesome is that? We are reminded, number two, we are reminded of greatness. And that was some examples right there. But 135:3 says, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We were already there this morning, and I wanted to roll right in today. But number three. And then now I want to help you really. Everybody. Praising the Lord, praising God, it changes the atmosphere. Causes God to move on your behalf. Move into your stuff. Listen, 2 Chronicles 5:13-14. Indeed it came to pass when the trumpets and the singers were has won to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and with the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that the house of the Lord was filled with the cloud, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud. The glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Filled the house. The glory of the Lord. So if you want to change your atmosphere, I'm sorry. It might not change the situation, but it'll change your atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Find a way to praise him. Number four, my final, comes with a warning. God will come to where you are. Psalms 22:3, it says that the praises of the Lord, or God, inhabits the praises of the Lord. I got two verses here. But you are holy and throbbed in the praises of Israel. King James Version, your King James Version may say, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of the Lord. Y'all know the song, he inhabits the praises of his people.
Right, right.
I'm saying, if you don't want God to come and be in the midst of where you are, don't praise him. Like my brother said, I read it from the Word, and I know it's true.
Amen.
Besides, the house we practice that. Amen?
Right.
So unless we have received Christ as our Lord and Savior, well, we cannot enjoy or have the joy of praising the Lord. God dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. This is my last one for y'all, last thought of the day, and it's here. Another scripture. Write it down. 2 Corinthians 6:19. Because maybe this is the problem. Maybe this is the issue, but this is it. It's the King James. Open it up, because I like the way the King James said it. But I'm going to read this. It says, Do we not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you? Listen, who is in you and who has from God? Right? So, I'm going to read it again. Do we not know that the Holy Spirit is. I know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, who you have from God, and you are not your own. Can I see? Did you get it to me? 6. I just want you to see the difference. Anybody got that King James Version? What does it start off with? Huh? What? Remember I talk about how Jesus do stuff now? I'm just saying this is the word still. What? Say what? It's a question. What? What? So I'm talking to all those people struggling and quiet. Crying and quiet. I didn't say words, I'm sorry. 6:19. 1 Corinthians, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, I said 6. And so I said, oh, do you not know, but the King James really saying, What? Come on, man. I put my own in there. Come on, man. You don't know. Your body houses the Spirit of God. And you go, wait a minute. And you didn't give it by accident. You didn't find it.
Right?
What? God gave it to you. His Holy Spirit in you. So why not praise the Lord? Right? Look, I'm saying because all that stuff I just said, that's how that happens. God being in the atmosphere. You changing the atmosphere. Okay, it's not you, but it's because of what's in you. And you praising him. Change the atmosphere.
Amen.
God coming into where you are. Not by me, but that thing that's inside of me. When I praise him. Right? When I praise him for all he's done. So when I praise him for his goodness and grace, you don't even have to have, and I don't know how you don't have anything good that happened to you in life being saved, but just because he's God, his greatness, just because of what he did. But look, just because we don't pick up the prison I left for you, doesn't mean I didn't pay for it, buy it, and wrap it up, and leave it right here for you. Right? Right? I still did a great thing for you. But you didn't complete it yet. It's already done. But you gotta get there. Right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is that good.
Amen.
He's that great. I know I always use my real call. And I won't go back there. Maybe I will. But you understand that if I left the ticket for you, it's got your name on it.
Right.
You gotta go get it.
Amen.
So who can get in? But how great is the person that left you for you, that was thinking about you, that even when you were out there, you wasn't worthy.
Right. Right.
God made a way for us. So let's praise Him. Let's praise Him on the regular. Praise Him on, in every situation. Praise Him when it's good. So when it's bad, we can remember. Praise Him that, you know, like I got a storm I see. I got a word to give. But I praise Him anyhow. I praise Him anyway. The Bible says, and to me, I consider this as a commandment. The Bible says, let everything that has breath. Praise ye the Lord. Everything that has breath. Praise ye the Lord. Everything that has breath. Praise ye the Lord. Praise Him in the noonday. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the evening. For God is good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, man. See, I don't know about you, but when you're going through, when you're stuck, I'm telling you. Yeah? Not by might. It's not by power. But it's by the Spirit of God. And we connect through with praises. Hallelujah. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I can't even walk, but I say, hallelujah. I can't even think of a song. I can't even think of a good thing God did. Even though I did, it don't mean anything. But I know the word hallelujah is a praise to God. So sometimes I wake up in the morning, and I'm telling you everything hurts. But in my three steps, or four steps, on my way to the bathroom, I say, hallelujah. All that hurts. But the next time I say, hallelujah. Come on, woke up. I know I woke up. I can feel the pain. I know I'm awake. I know I'm alive. Hallelujah. My third step. So now I'm a hold on something. By the time I get into the bathroom, I can do my thing. Then you come up face to the house, I can't do that. I just say, hallelujah, but God is good. I'm not rich, but I got a rich family. I don't have a mansion, but I'm high enough to tell you. So I don't know, somehow, some way, God thought of me. So every day, I'm going to thank God. Every day, I'm going to praise His name. Every day, I'm going to give Him the glory. Come on, man. Are you man enough to praise Him? Are you man enough to praise Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. My God is good. Oh, He's great. And greatly to be praised. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes I just gotta raise my hand. Can't say a word. But I know, look. Sometimes a tear, yes. A tear of awe. He's that good. He's that great. Holy. Come on, holy. He is holy. I love the name of the Lord. I love God. I'm sorry, I know God is good anyway. But I love God for thinking of me. I love God for holding me, for making a way for me. I tell you, man, I'm on my way to the 36th chamber. I almost can walk on rice paper. Praising Him inside all the time. Not flinching on dumb stuff. Not flinching on the drama. Sometimes the drama that's around, we need your praise to change the atmosphere. I don't know about you, but when I walk into the room, it changes. When I'm in a situation, it changes. I don't know about you. On my job, it changes. I don't know about you, but I know what God is doing to me, in me, and through me, by way of my praise. I can't be quiet. I'm not dead. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Come on, people. I want to pray for somebody. And we're going to stop. Come on. Hallelujah. I gave you a chance to pray, but y'all prayed in the morning. I guess you get it out. I hope you did. But this is yes, the Holy Spirit. When you're in that issue, that thing, understand this, and I know some of you I talked to before, understand this, it's not about that situation. We got to get that in our heads, especially as Christians. And I know I'm talking trash from afar, but I've been in mine. And I know when you're in yours, you can't hear it. But today, I'm going to give you an extra because I thought of it for this sermon. Because I always say, the stuff is not yours. It's not your battle. It's about getting your attention. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, you got to deal with a situation, but never take your eyes off of God. And your praise is, I told you, it reminds you of His greatness. So we might not be able to see, but we can pray that somewhere you'll come across that he's a healer, he's a shelter. Somewhere you'll come across something that'll bring you back. So I'm going to give you this one today to help add on to that thought, because that thought is a hard one when you're in it. But right now, get yourself a secret song. Get yourself a praise song. Get yourself a praise that's in the inside. Like you don't have to pull it out all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day in North Philly, if you had a gun, you better use it, because if you pull it out, it's on. But what I'm saying is, you got to be like that. Because sometimes you're going to get smacked down, so you can't put your hands together. You're going to be smacked down. You're going to just stop doing, so you're more flat versus on your knees. So you may not be able to pray. You may be even hit in the head and you can't even think of a verse.
Right.
Even now, I know verses, but I don't know the scripture. I don't know what it is. Where is that? Mark 10, right? But a song of praise. And you know how you put that together? Think about all who's done up to right now. Right? Even if it's just a fact that you got a ticket to ride, you're on that train to heaven. Even just that, see the fire. By what He did, He was only begotten Son, right? On the cross, Jesus suffered, bled, and died so that I could be here. But yet, not here. I got a ticket. I'm going to heaven. So, Lord, I just want to call you up to pray. Because I want you to have your praise locked in. Because if you're not going to it now, it's coming.